Hello, this is Manuela Dascal and you're listening to the CGRO Radio Local News. On April 7, Russell Township announced funding in the amount of close to $50,000 for emergency preparedness and $36,000 for the fire department. The funding was received through the Community Emergency Preparedness Grant and the Fire Protection Grant of the Province of Ontario. The emergency preparedness funding will be used to address any needs and gaps in preparedness for severe weather, ensuring upgrades for essential equipment including drones, cots, and emergency communication tools. The Russell Township Fire Service used the funding to purchase a solar rescue decontamination washer system, a much-needed piece of equipment that will ensure cancer prevention efforts and reduce firefighter exposure to harmful contaminants. Councillor Isabel Skalski, in her weekly newsletter, announced that at the latest Rural Affairs Committee, the City of Ottawa has approved the new groundwater monitoring program. The committee embraced Councillor Skalski's request for better communication, coordination with conservation authorities, and support for private well owners when faced with drought situations. The committee also supported the renewal of the Ottawa Rural Clean Water Program from 2026 to 2030. This program helps farmers and rural landowners protect surface water and groundwater through cost-shared projects such as erosion control, tree planting, wetland restoration, and well decommissioning. Over the last 5 years, Ward 20 saw 64 projects supported through this program, representing more than $220,000 in grants. The Ottawa Rural Clean Water Program is now accepting applications. Landowners with property in rural Ottawa and agricultural or well decommissioning and septic projects within Ottawa's urban boundary are eligible to apply for funding. Non-profit organizations are also eligible for demonstration and other educational projects. For more information, anyone interested should check the Ottawa Rural Clean Water Program on the Ottawa City website. On April 9th, the mayor of Castleman, Genevieve Lajoie, held a dialogue session regarding the Alto project in a packed room at the Centre of Education and Training de l'Est Ontarien. Close to 100 residents presented their questions and opinions in regard to the Alto project. Most of the residents raised the issue of not being heard, of a shortfall in communications between them and the Alto representatives. One of the issues that kept coming up was also the lack of transparency of information about the high-speed impact on property, on farms, wildlife, soil, and water. Mayor Lajoie, with enthusiasm and support, embraced everyone's position and wrote down every suggestion. As she intends to communicate to Alto representatives and to MP Mingarelli everything that was discussed in the hope that residents will get most of their concerns answered. In February, the United Counties of Prescott-Russell launched a new virtual triage and assessment center, which allows for better access to healthcare when and where it is needed. The Virtual Triage and Assessment Center, VTAC, services are offered to anyone with non-urgent health concerns who lives in the Prescott-Russell region. The services are especially useful for those who do not have a family physician and for those whose health concerns require care sooner than the appointment dates offered by their primary care provider. Based on their needs, people may receive an in-clinic appointment in Bourget, Castleman, Hawkesbury, or Rockland, or they may receive a virtual or hybrid appointment. Care is provided by a nurse practitioner and by community paramedics. Since the VTAC of Prescott and Russell's launch on February 23, 2026, 240 patients have already received the care they needed. An official launch event was held on April 9, 2026 in Bourget. Elected officials and partners were in attendance to celebrate the successful launch of the new center. To access the VTAC services, please call 1-800-240-5581 from Monday to Friday from 8:15 a.m. to noon and from 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. For more information, please visit cupr-ucpr.com/VTAC. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye.